Hey, it's Mike Valenti. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valenti Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Yeah, I just want to talk to Brian Branch. I think it was sold a little bit by Juju. It looked like a little light slap, and then he sold it. But these guys, they said something to him, fired him up. And I get you're not supposed to do it, but, I mean, it's Kansas City at the same time.
What do you mean by it's Kansas City at the same time?
Everybody hates Kansas City, and then they're getting all these cheap shots throughout the game. No penalties being called on Detroit or on Kansas City. They're fired up, and they're mad that they're going to lose that game.
Well, I said it earlier, Brian. I do think there's some responsibility and some culpability on the officials here. This is not a Detroit-centric topic, and I'm very acutely aware of trying not to be overly biased and just see things through our own prism. The whole league can't stand what's going on with the Chiefs. I mean, there are memes that have started years ago making fun of the Chiefs' relationship with the officials. It's one of the favorite Coldplay things that came out. It was Patrick Mahomes with his arm around an official and that Coldplay meme. It's just the way that the world, the NFL world, is starting to see this thing, and it's driving them crazy. Now, do the best teams commit fewer penalties because they're better? Like, you don't hold a guy that you're dominating. You hold a guy when you're getting dominated, right? So the best teams are going to get the benefit of the doubt because the worst teams are going to commit penalties trying to keep pace. But God, Monday seemed awfully over the top. And it's good to see that Detroit is getting backup on this from independent sources. Like, that was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. And when this is where I love the internet. You know, one of the few times that I'll say I love the internet is because they'll point out evidence that everybody else missed. And by everybody else, I just mean the blind officials on the field. The bringing it to the attention of the NFL that, hey, well, you guys say that you're not letting anybody know what's going on. You know, hey, we didn't get involved in that touchdown call. The officials just on their own gathered together for a minute and 14 seconds before dropping a flag. That's just normal. No. They're getting called out for it, and they should get called out for it. Smith-Schuster drilled Brian Branch, completely illegal hit, right in front of officials that went unnoticed. You had holding call after holding call with their offensive lineman holding Aiden Hutchinson that went unchecked. The pass to Kelsey, which he clearly didn't have, but they lined up and snapped the ball right away. Instead, well, the league is supposed to be able to buzz down and review plays, but they chose not to on that one, right? Mm-hmm. But there's a whole bunch of them that get pointed out after the fact. And, you know, when you look at the end result and it's zero penalties accepted, it's a ridiculous premise that could possibly happen in the NFL. And I get it. Calls are going to get missed from time to time. But swallowing a whistle and missing a call are two different things.
Yeah, I mean, I think Detroit is genuinely torn on this because it very well could hurt the Lions come Monday night. And Dan Campbell there said it's inexcusable, and he got voted chump of the weekend. And I think everybody understands why Brian Branch did what he did. It was retaliation for something that didn't get called in the game and other stuff. He got, taunting, and we'll get to all that coming up. Mike is next in Detroit. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
I think it was a ridiculous situation that we just went through. I see that Kansas City had no penalties the week before at all. So this week, they're not going to be any penalties at all.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking about. I think the Dallas Cowboys are not America's team anymore. It's Kansas City. So if you think the 13 penalties they had last week,
I'm sorry, hold on. That they had against Jacksonville. They were called for $13 million against Jacksonville.
Yes. Yes.
And then nothing against Detroit.
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing accepted against Detroit.
There were so many holding calls on our defensive line. And Brian Branch got totally cracked blocked in his back. Totally. No call.
Nope.
No call.
No.
So, as a man, you want to get your lick back, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's other ways to do it after the game.
When you can get yourself suspended, seems like it's a selfish thing to do at that point. Just keep a receipt.
I just disagree. I disagree because when you're upset, anything can happen when a man is upset.
Yes, anything can happen, but it doesn't mean it's the right thing to happen.
Men get upset all the time and make – I get upset all the time, and I know better than to respond. But Jack is in Pontiac and Neck. Jack? Jack, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
How's the shifting going?
Yeah, so no, Brian Branch, man, was getting bullied all game. He held it in. Coach Dan Campbell taught him right. He held it in, and then the Kansas City Chiefs just would not stop, right? So he had to take care of business. We have to expect that Dan Campbell coached Brian Branch right. He knows what's up. He knows not to go out there and fight with people and cause penalties and get suspended for a game. But it had to happen because Kansas City had no penalties called on them, no flags, and they bullied us all game. And Brian Branch held it in, man.
But did you hear what Dan Campbell said after the game?
I did. Well, about the no excuses part?
Yeah, he said it's unacceptable.
I agree with him on that, but, man, it's unacceptable that Kansas City had no penalties called on him. Yeah, Brian Branch took it all game, and he was playing his ass off and doing the right thing. And then at the very end, Kansas City's still doing it. Juju is still doing it. And he had enough.
Yeah, well, I think that's clear. I mean, Campbell, did Campbell coach him the right way? Yes, although he did something in the end that Campbell absolutely said he did not approve of. But we'll get back to this. Got the college football blitz thingy coming up next. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, Kangs behind a glass. And usually on Wednesdays, we do the blitz thingy, the college football variety. But with Jared Goff getting pushed back to Wednesday, because in the Lions world, Wednesday is Tuesday when they have a Monday night game. So that means he talks to us on Wednesday, which is his Tuesday work week. You got it. Let's do the blitz thingy now.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valeni Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.